As you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladajo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
James 1, let's take it from verse 5. And the Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. As our God is, God gives generously. Amen. With no strain attached. But let him ask in faith. Now there's a condition. Faith. Not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let me give you one advice. It's better to be prepared in your heart that there are no forces that can come against you and subdue the might of God in you than for you to be devastated by the enemies that probably don't even exist around you. Praise God. I would rather die fighting, amen, than to retreat and be alive. That's a wasteful life. Amen. You know, what I mean by retreat is that to give up. You give up. You cannot face challenges. You cannot face the enemies just because of the love for your life. Your life is useful for nothing. Amen. It's time to live and die for a cause. And the cause for which we live and die for is the revealed word of God. Amen. That's the will of God for us. So God expects us to rise up and contend with the enemies at the gates. Now, for us to be able to possess the land, we must overcome certain temptations. Those temptations serve as pitfalls. It is called the temptation of the arm of the flesh. The arm of the flesh. Amen. If you put your trust in the arm of the flesh, you're going to be disappointing God. You're going to be breaking the heart of God. One thing God does not want to share is His glory. Amen. God never wants to share His glory. Your absolute trust and hope must be in the living God. It's a major pitfall to destruction, putting your trust in the arm of the flesh. God does not want it in this season for you. He never wants it for any time of your life, putting your trust in the arm of the flesh. When we talk about putting your trust in the arm of the flesh, first, we talk about depending on people. When I mean depending on people, you see, we will always depend on one another. You understand what I mean? We're created to be interdependent. We always depend on one another. You will always need grace from someone. You always need support from a brethren. You always, at one point or the other, need to be strengthened. But when we talk about your hope, your confidence, your hope and trust must be only in the living God. When you put your hope and confidence in man, God withdraws His grace and His help from you. Let's look at Jeremiah 17. His grace is withdrawn. His help is taken when we put our hope and confidence in man. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Here the Bible says, Thou dost say the Lord, listen to this, cursed be the man that trusted in man. Amen. And maketh flesh his arm, You know what arm is? Support. Amen. Whose heart departed from the Lord. You know, before you can put your confidence and your hope in man, it is as a result of the fact that your confidence and trust have been withdrawn from God. Now listen to what the cost is going to bring, is going to cost, what that situation will bring about. For it shall be like the earth in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inherit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. So what God is saying is that God will create a negative shield and covering, that everything that will come as a result of God's loving kindness, His tender mercies, will be shut down. May God's tender mercies and loving kindness never be shut down against you. Never. May it never happen. Praise God. May God never shut the door of His grace, His tender mercies, and His loving kindness against you. Amen. Putting our trust in the arm of flesh, very hazardous, is a major pitfall of the enemy on our way, on our journey towards possessing the land. Listen to this. It's not only putting your trust in the arm of, in some other person that offends God. Sometimes when you put your confidence in yourself, you know, when the Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all. One thing you don't take away from God is trust, hope, confidence. With all of your heart, lean not on your own understanding. Some of us are so competent and skillful that what God has given to us as advantage and as blessing is now becoming a curse. It's becoming a stumbling block. Some of you is your smartness. Some of you is your intelligence. Some of you is your giftedness. Some of you is the connect. You know, connections don't come from man. It's God. People you never knew from Adam. People just love you for no reason. And they just want to do anything for you. And you now think that is the secret for anything at all. That is the secret. Then you're going to be missing it. What you're going to be doing is that you will be displeasing God. You're going to be offending God. You'll be stepping on God's toes. And God will simply withdraw His grace. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, one thing you must always do, it does not matter how intelligent, how anointed, how brave, how daring, how courageous, how faithful you might be, you must acknowledge Him. Amen. You must recognize His grace. You must recognize His faithfulness. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.